in the first one is of a man who's an evildoer and of an unjust lord and an unjust steward. And this is a story of how men won't believe the law and the prophets, but they'll believe traditions and fairy tales. And they'll believe that which men tell them. And they'll believe the traditions of men. They will believe that which is highly esteemed among men. Because the things in Luke 16 are highly esteemed among men. And it's an abomination with God. Let's listen to the parable. This is chapter 16, verse 19. There was a certain rich man, which was clothed with purple and linen, and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar, named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate full of sores, and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died, and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water, and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things, but now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. Beside all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence unto you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. And he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house, for I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. And Abraham said unto him, They have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. And he said, Nay, Father Abraham, but if one went to them from the dead, they will repent. And he said unto them, If they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. And that is the truth of this parable, that men do not hear what Moses and the prophets taught. Because the prophets and Moses taught that the dead know not anything. But the scribes and Pharisees didn't teach that. No, the Pharisees' tradition, this parable contains all their traditions. The gulf, Abraham's bosom, the Pharisees at funerals, when they would go to funerals, they would say, This day he lies in Abraham's bosom. The Pharisees' traditions are known from the writings of Lightfoot, and their teaching basically came from Babylon, and this is a notable example of the junk that they picked up and imported into Judaism. And basically, all this stuff, Abraham's bosom, the gulf, what's it like to be when you're dead? You know, what's it like when you're dead? God says when you're dead, you're dead. The prophets said so. You know, and the Psalms are part of the prophets. You can read about, you know, Psalm 146, verse 4. What did it say in the Old Testament? That men don't believe anymore. You know, Jesus himself said, The day is coming when all that are in their graves shall hear his voice and come forth, some to the resurrection of life and some to the resurrection of damnation. This is what the Old Testament said about death. Put not your trust in princes, nor in the Son of Man, in whom there is no help. His breath goeth forth, he returneth to his earth. In that very day his thoughts perish. In that very day, he doesn't think, Oh, Father Abraham, and all this other nonsense. This is a... Jesus has taken their teaching and crafted it into a story that illustrates the fact that they don't listen to the prophets and Moses anymore. And neither do the men who teach this parable as the truth. They'll teach now today that there's this Abraham's bosom and blah, 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 blah. But according to the Apostle John, it says, No man hath ascended into heaven. No man is carried by the angels into heaven. Into paradise, into Abraham's bosom. They said there were several places you would go when you die. Abraham's bosom, under the throne of glory, in the Garden of Eden. Speaking of death, they would say this day he sits in Abraham's bosom. You know, they have all these teachings. But John the Apostle, in the Gospel of John, says, No man hath ascended into heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. No man has raised from the dead yet. Not permanently, anyways. Some may have come up for a short time, from time to time. But to ascend in victory is something that only Christ has done. And all this teaching about the flames, that's all their tradition. And maybe, is there some sort of root? Yeah, there's talk about fire in the book of Revelation, but let's take everything in its proper context. This parable has no bearing on the truth as far as what happens when you die. Because the Pharisees, as they corrupted the teaching of the Old Testament concerning marriage, they also corrupted the teaching of the Old Testament concerning what happens when you die. And it's throughout the New Testament. If you look in the writings of Paul and the writings of the other apostles, the understanding of death is that the dead lie in their graves and they're asleep. They're unconscious. That is what death is like. You know, but men who have itching ears, this is what's highly esteemed among men. Aw, that's boring. Look at over here in Babylon. They have a different story about what happens when you die. They say that when you die, you're carried to a place. Ooh, that's much more interesting. Just this sort of instantaneous blackness. We don't really like that you're going to die. You know. And again, of course, people say, well, what about near-death experiences? People have near-death experiences that resemble Lazarus and the rich man sort of experiences. And I say, well, they're near-death experiences. I'm only interested in people who have had real death experiences, to those who have risen from the dead. You know, because if you don't believe Moses and the prophet, you're not going to believe the one rise from the dead. And the one who rises from the dead is going to be Jesus Christ. And he taught something a lot different than what they teach, those who come back from their near-death experiences. They haven't been raised from the dead. They haven't been dead 3 days. Their heart stopped. Their brainwave activity stopped. That doesn't prove anything. Their spirits are still dreaming. They're still tethered to their corpses. You know why? There isn't like some automated system whereby souls go to heaven. They've got to wait for the resurrection. It is in the resurrection. You know, and some have erred concerning the truth and saying the resurrection is already past, that the dead are already in heaven. It's a lie. And this parable is a parable. The point is, they'd corrupted the teaching. Yeah. The certain rich man, certainly the idea of the wealthy and the poor and that the judgment of God concerning who, they understood this. They understood the moral thing here, but they had no obedience to the prophets and Moses. To truly obey it, to truly understand it. Just as those who don't truly, understand Christ and truly obey Him. According to Christ, the dead are in their graves. I mean, it's John chapter 4. I'll read it to you. Or is it 5? 4 or 5, one of those. It's probably 5, actually, now that I think about it. Yeah, chapter 5,